This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You want to talk about how we let the wife know? I don't. I really, really don't.
Barcade, woman! Barcade, woman!
It's man, these shoes!
I'm going to go home and yell all night.
My house is it's based in 1950s living there.
I don't know if I can eat with all the chewing tobacco I'm going to be consuming tonight. It's just going to be...
I got chewing tobacco and jerky. Hope I don't mix them up.
Pew, 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 pew. Pew, pew, pew.
Daddy's back.
I think the show is officially off the rails. You know what, Matt?
Oh, don't worry. I got a Dale Earnhardt documentary. I got to get home to watch.
Hope I don't cry. turn left, Dale. Dale, turn left. Why is Dale not listening to me?
People heard me wheeze an hour ago. I think it's the first time they've heard you wheeze on air. I also knocked one of the computers offline over here. I was just upset about Dale.
Why is he not turning right?
You turn left. You've done this thousands of times, Dale. You never go straight. Well, not never. Matt and Parma, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Nick. You better calm down. We don't need you stroking out before the end of the show. But you guys are talking about guys, one who's going to help you fight a gorilla if the situation arises. Now, with that being said, give me your list. I know you guys can't spend too much time on it, but your guys' list of the first five that you're going to call and send out of 100 guys to go fight said gorilla.
That's a good question.
Like universal, like anyone in the world?
Does it have to be guys? Because
it's not going
to
matter whose guy you pick. I'm just curious as to what names you guys are going to draw.
All right, I'm going to tell you right now. And this is I'm evading the question. And I thank you for the call. The first call I'm making is my cousin Glennis, because she is smart as hell and she hits harder than I swear to you, she hit me like 3 times when we were teenagers. I've been punched in the face by 350-pound men. All right, I got punched in the you-know-whats playing football several times. Nobody's ever hit me harder than my cousin Glennis. So if I need somebody that can just Mike Tyson a 600-pound silverback, I'm calling my cousin first, and maybe her twin Johnny, who's like 6'4" and like 225 pounds. But that's a maybe. And then my brother's crazy. My older brother David will literally fight a gorilla just because the gorilla looked at him wrong. So, all right, those are my first three.
Okay, I'm definitely calling up The Rock. I think The Rock's got to be a part of this.
You have him on speed dial?
Well, I mean, I assumed if we can just... We got five people, and
sphere.
I thought this was like universal anyone, and we'd have access to everybody in play as well, right?
So you just like have a universe is on the line. Phone a friend. You've got like a loaded BlackBerry that you can just call somebody.
We got to beat up this gorilla. The fate of the universe is on the line. I think The Rock is going to answer that call. Is he not?
I don't think The Rock has the dexterity anymore. He's 50 years old. You can choose from MMA fighters. You can choose from like 22-year-old guys with nothing to do but bash each other's brains in the octagon.
Wait, so The Rock is a bad choice now?
Yeah, he's a pro wrestler. No, not that. He's an actor. And he's an old one at that.
Is he no longer a guy's guy? Is he not manly man?
No, whoa. Manly man, guy's guy. I don't generally, if you've got your golden Buckeye card or close to it, you're not one of my first five calls, no matter where you sit on the marquee there.
I want to let the record show. You're taking your cousin Glennis?
I'm going to tell you right now, if I called her right now.
Glennis is getting the call over The Rock.
If I called her right now and said, I need you to punch my co-host in the arm.
Yeah, she would.
That arm would drag for the next 3 days.
Okay.
You can joke about it. I'm telling you, my arm went numb. It was like having a stinger. That's how hard she hits. There's rage in her that cannot be contained by a diminutive feminine body. More of a guy's guy than The Morning Show, I'll tell you that.
It's what we always say around here.
The Rock?
I don't know. Yeah, I was thinking about it. I was like, The Rock, it seems like a solid call.
Why not like
call.
James Harrison? Because he's older, but that guy's legitimately crazy.
Well, I thought about, the other person I thought about was J.J. Watt instantly, too. But why am I veering into two? Are they too old to be doing this? J.J. Watt's not, he's not that old.
J.J.'s a simp.
J.J. Watt he's still built like a brick house.
Yeah, I don't think he can fight. I'm sorry. I think the Watt brothers in general are a little bit simpy.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm talking about to a gorilla. Like I'm for me, yeah, they're tougher than me. Ooh. Oh, what an accomplishment you've made there, being tougher than my marshmallow ass. But we're talking about gorilla fighting?
Prime Ray Lewis.
Give him a knife.
Where's the white jacket? I mean, that's what I, you know, there's some guy, we can go to some guys here.
Magically, the white jacket just appears. Ray, look in the inner pocket there, friend. Yeah, you find it's a little rusty, but you get the job done. Again. 216.
Pew, 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 pew.
I think it's more like, meep, 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 meep.
Oh.
216-474-0092. This show is veered off. Do you see what Kyle Shanahan had to say about Brock
that
Purdy?
Kyle Shanahan.
I mean, what a not a guy's guy, I'll say that. So this quote.
Did the PowerPoint presentation take him off the guy's guy list? If you've ever created a PowerPoint presentation, are you immediately no longer a guy's guy?
Unless it's about Dale Earnhardt, no.
And all the reasons why he should have went. He went right when he should have gone left. Here's my 13-slide PowerPoint.
Reason number 13. Walls are hard. Reason number 14. That's how the course is built.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
So Kyle Shanahan was talking about Brock Purdy getting paid. And this is, you know, I think there's a through line in a couple shows this week where I get really annoyed when teams try and control messaging and narratives. And Kyle said, there's no worse thing to do than ask people to do something extra just because they're in a contract. So basically saying Brock Purdy shouldn't be looking to do something extra just because of his contract, which is fundamentally true for Brock, but that will not be fundamentally true of NFL fans and 49ers fans.
All right, so how much of this, when you saw this, did you think of Myles Garrett? Because I'm assuming there was a connection there in your head.
Yeah, yeah. The idea of with more money that more responsibility doesn't come your way or more expectations don't come your way is the first thing I thought of.
Yeah, and I do think the difference here is that obviously with Miles, we've just known him so long. And I do think with the 49ers, you can have, when you pay a quarterback a number that starts with a five, you can have expectations. And you can raise those expectations. But I also think quarterbacks are just different in general, too.
And here's the other thing, and this is actually in deference to Miles. Leadership, no leadership. Miles is going to get you 10 to 15 sacks a year. So that is at least... I don't know what the hell you're going to get out of Brock Purdy next year.
I don't think Brock Purdy knows what you're going to get out of Brock Purdy next year. I think that's he's a mystery bag right now across the NFL as to what actual production you're going to end up getting with him. If you get the 2 years ago version, then you're sitting pretty. But I think that was a lot to do with the players around him than it was just him.
I know that this is going to feel like hyperbole because he has had one good season and then one season that went the way last season went.
Yeah.
In terms of full seasons. I think about halfway through this season, we're going to be talking about contractual regret. I'd be shocked if by the end of the season, at some point, we haven't all looked around and being like, that's what $55 million a year gets you?
Well, so we just did this not too long ago, where it was like Jordan Love got paid, and even now the Packers are like, was that the right idea? Trevor Lawrence got paid. People instantly are like, yeah, he got paid too much there. Tua got paid, instantly like, yeah, that one felt like that wasn't great. The moment there was pen to paper on that. And so I don't know if Brock Purdy will be looked at in the same vein, but it would make more sense to me that he will be than won't be.
At least with Jordan, to me, Jordan is a big play waiting to happen, and he has just a rocket for an arm. With Brock, I mean, the one thing that people say is elite with him is the processing. Theoretically, shouldn't that lift you up even if the talent around you suffers?
Well, and I think the hardest part about Brock, listen, he's better than Jimmy Garoppolo, but right now he's basically accomplished the same thing that Garoppolo did in making it to a Super Bowl as well as an NFC title game in different years. And it's like, okay, was that you? No, it wasn't with Jimmy. Not at all. It was the people around him. And then it was like, well, wait, no, it can be something else outside of Shanahan's system. It can be. It will be. And then Brock Purdy did the same thing, and it was like, nah, I think we got the same issue.
I think Shanahan's telling himself a little bit. If you're already trying to measure people's expectations because your quarterback just got a huge contract, I think he already knows that he's not living up to it.
I mean, he's not going to look worse than he did last year. They have a very easy schedule, one of the softer schedules in the NFL this year, which should go to their favor. Unless you just think McCaffrey's just spent at this point, and offensively they're just not going to be anything close to what they were.
I think there's
based off the skill position players.
And by the way, the O-line has been devolving for several years.
Well, that's the weird part about the 49ers. The weirdest thing is that for some reason, and you can put this on Shanahan, who makes more of the decisions than John Lynch at this point, they don't care about the offensive line at all.
Yeah,
well, they don't put any resources towards it as far as their draft capital is concerned. It's the weirdest thing.
And they kind of just fall back on Chris Forrester being a really good offensive line coach. But even now, I mean, Ayuk went the way Ayuk went. Debo going to Washington. Like, you're starting to look around. It's like, okay, that's a lot more production expected out of George Kittle or other receivers. Like, I just, oh, by the way, I don't think the defense is going to be as good as well. Like, I think their greatest hope is what you said, which is a really soft schedule.
Yeah.
Which, again, like, if you're a team that has a questionable level of talent, I think an easy schedule only gets you so far.
Well, I mean, you'll get punched in the mouth by the time you actually do get to the postseason if you get there.
Well, I just think, like, no matter how soft your schedule is, if you're not a very good team, the difference is only going to be a win or two. Whereas if maybe let's say Trent Williams is healthy, Kittle's back to full freight, CMC is back to full freight, that defense is back to being a top 10 defense with Salah being back. If all of those things go right and Brock's elbow is fully healthy this year,
yeah,
then maybe that schedule, that easy schedule, gets you three or four extra wins. But if half of those things go wrong or things go dramatically wrong, yeah, could they be a 6-9 team? I think Brock's record when they were starting last year, or when Brock was starting, was 6-9. Yeah, I could see them being that again.
Yeah, I mean, the wheels fell off pretty quickly for them. I do think they have advantage, not only just the soft schedule in general, but the NFC West isn't what it once was either. I think that'll play to their advantage. I like the Rams way more this year than I did last year, and last year they turned out to be a pretty good team. But, the Seahawks are just, they're a completely different roster right now. I have no faith in Kyler Murray in Arizona. A few years ago, we looked at the NFC West as like they were a juggernaut. And
Arizona.
And now they're just not.
I think there's one really, really good team. It's the Rams. And then I think there's three, we'll see which way the wind blows. Like, I don't see a lot of difference between Seattle, San Francisco, or Arizona. I think they're all teams that it's like, I could see them going 6-11. I could see them maybe being 500 in the seventh seed in the NFC. That's not meant as a compliment, by the way.
Yeah,
yeah. Because they could all three go one way.
Shanahan, in many ways, did this to himself, though, and I think he relishes in it. I think he likes this spot, because if he does well and they do well, he gets all the credit and all the acclaim. And because look, even as great as Brock Purdy was a couple years ago, statistically awesome, nobody wanted, because we watched the games, nobody wanted to be like, Brock Purdy's the reason why.
I think if this fails this year, one of Lynch or Shanahan won't be there next year.
Man, I remember at one point last season, we brought that up to Albert, when they were starting to struggle a little bit, and it was like there was some column out of San Francisco, and the guy was talking that line of thinking, and Albert was like, you see, this is why sports radio goes too far. He's like, this is the problem. He's not getting fired. This isn't going to be any changes. So it'll be interesting to see how San Francisco people take that in if it does, in fact, struggle a little bit.
But he's got a 530 winning percentage in his career. He has as many losing seasons as he does playoff seasons.
I would bet it would be John Lynch, because he could easily be the fall guy and nobody would blink in San Francisco.
I just would look at this
Shanahan
and be like,
does so much of the roster building anyway as is.
Like he's struck out on two straight quarterbacks.
Well, but again, that's his choice. That's why I feel like, and you can make an argument, we can go a little bit deeper than even just two if you want to, because I don't know what you think about Jimmy Garoppolo, but that's almost a feather in his cap, the fact that Jimmy went away from San Francisco and has been in witness protection since then.
Kyle Shanahan said that they're not going to be asking Brock Purdy to do anything extra just because he got a new contract. Do you believe that's so? In case you missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.